Okay, we continue on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph from Maseches Tainus, second line from the top. Continuing with more drushes about rain from Rabbi Avoho. I'm Rabbi Avoho. God day, I'm not gishav mitchias hamesim. The day of rain is greater than the day of tchias hamesim. Deal tchias hamesim l'tzadikim. For tchias hamesim is only for the tzadikim. V'ilu gishav bein l'tzadikim bein rishayim. But the rain benefits both the righteous and the rishayim as well. Upligad Rav Yosef, and this is against Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef, because Yosef said mitoch shishkul k'tchias hamesim, since rain is equivalent to tchias hamesim. Kavua b'tchias hamesim. That's why they placed the bracha for rain. The mentioning of mashiv haruach amorin hageshem in the bracha of tchias hamesim. So again, clearly he's saying that they are equated. If the rain is greater than tchias hamesim, then they can't be of equal significance. Amrav Yehuda, God Yom HaGesham Ki Yom Shinit Nebo Torah. Wow. The day of the rains is as great a day as the day in which the Torah was given. Shne'emar Yarov Kamatar Likri. My teaching, Likri, is like the drips that come from the rain. Ve'ein Lekach Al Torah. As it says, Shne'emar Ki Lekach Tov Nasat Lechem Torah Si Alta Azovu. Rava Amar Rava disagrees. Yosir Miyom Shin Deva Torah. The day when rain falls is even greater than the day in which the Torah was given. How so? Shenemar Yerov Kamatali Chi. It says that my teaching, the Lekach, shall come down like the rain. So if rain is the metaphor for the Torah, mean it lebemi. When you compare two things, what is compared to what? Havi Omer Katan it lebegadol. The lesser thing is compared to the greater one. So rain, which serves as the metaphor for Torah, has to be greater than the Torah. Rava Rami, Rava asked the contradiction. Ksiv, one part of the pasuk it says Yarov Kamatar Likri, that the Torah, my teaching, shall come down like the rain. Ksiv Kizaka Tal Yimrosi, and then it says that my speech will come down like the dew. So is Torah being compared to the dew, or is Torah being compared to the rain? So the Gemara answers in Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Katal. If he's a proper Talmud Chacham, so then the effects that the Torah will have on the person are like the do, it's always going to be positive. Do is always positive, never destructive. Vim lav, but if he's not acting properly, or feo kamotar, it's going to break his neck. Arifa, meaning it's going to be just like the rain, can sometimes be very violent and dangerous. So too, the Torah could be dangerous if misapplied. Tani, we learn in the Braisa, how you Rabbi Bina'a Omer, Rabbi Bina'a used to say, kol osek batorah lishma, anybody who learns Torah for its own sake, Torah sinaseis lo samachayim, then the Torah becomes like a potion of life. Shneimar itzchayim hi lamachazikim ba, ve'omer rifos tihi lisharecha. It will be a cure for you. Ve'omer ki mitzim matzachayim, for you've been able to find life. Ve'chalosek b'torah shelo lishma, but somebody who is engaged in Torah, not for the sake of Torah, Naaseis lo sam hamavis, and the Torah becomes like a deadly poison to the person. Tosfos asks here, but what do you mean? Don't we have a concept of the olam yasok adam b'Torah afagav she'ena lishma shadok shalosh lishma? We have a concept of mitok shalol lishma b'lishma. So why does it, if shalol lishma is like a poison, a dangerous poison, why would we say that a person, before he reaches the level of lishma, should can first do it shalol lishma in order to get to lishma? We wouldn't tell somebody to have a poison in order to later be able to benefit. So Tosfos explains very importantly, there are two different types of shelo lishma. When we say that a person should do shelo lishma, mitok shelo lishma bo lishma, that's if he has his own personal honor or something like that. He wants to be called Rebbe. He wants people to look up to him. So that's something which can be overcome. That's not considered to be a sam hamavis. When is it sam hamavis? That's if a person learns Torah, but he calls, Rashi says, Tosfos says, is lekanter. In order to attack the Torah, in order to be anti-Torah, that's when it becomes a sam hamavis. How do we know that this is true? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yarov kamatar lekhim, and my teaching shall drip down like rain, the Torah drips down like rain, ve'in arifa el hariga. And Arifa is like a language of killing something by the neck. Shenemar varfu shamas egla banachal. When it comes to the egla arufa, you break the neck of it in the nachal, in the bed of the river. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, "Lesi mar lisnei, come and teach me halacha." Amar lei cholash liboy v'lo yechelna. I don't feel well. I'm not able to teach. Leimar Ramosa de Agadata. So teach you something a little bit more agadic, something a little bit lighter. Amrlai, so he responded, Rabzei responded, Hach Yom Rabbi Yochanan, there's Rabbi Yochanan said, My Dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki Adam Eza Sada, that the person is like the tree of the field, Vichei Adam Eza Sada, who was a person merely like a tree, Elamishum Dechsiv, rather because it says in the Torah when it comes to trees that bear fruit, Ki Menusoka, Boso Dechros, that you can eat from it, but you're not allowed to cut it down, Ruchsiv Oso Sashkris Vicharata, and when it comes to a not fruit that does not bear fruit, a tree that does not bear fruit, it says you're allowed to try and cut it down. Hakeitzad, what does this mean? Im tamen chacham hagenu, if a person is a proper tamen chacham, mi menasoga vosel lesichros, you should eat from him and you should not cut him down. Vim lav, but if you have a Torah scholar, like a tree, but he's not the not acting properly, also sashkis v'charata, you should cut him down and you should stay away from him. Now the Gemara teaches a little bit about other drashos in regards to Limud HaTorah. Amar Rabbi Chanina, May Dechsiv Barzel BeBarzel Yachad, that iron sharpens iron. Lo Menelcha Mar Barzel Ze Echad Mechadir Eschavir, just like iron, the blade sharpen one another. After Tamidei Chachamim, so too to Tamidei Chachamim, Mechadin and Zeh B'Halach. When they debate, when they work in Halacha, they become stronger, and they can get the truth of Torah more clearly. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana says, Lama Nimshul Dibei Torah Keish. Why are the words of Torah compared to fire? Where are they compared to fire? Shneimar Lo Kol Devarai Keish Nam Hashem. Are my words not like fire, says Hashem? Lomar L'cho, what does this teach you? Ma esh eino dolek yechidim. Just as fire does not ignite from a single piece of wood, right? You need to, you know, somehow rub the wood together in order to potentially get the fire. Af divrei Torah ein miskamin b'yechidi. Words of Torah cannot be retained if somebody studies on their own. You need to have a partner. You need to have a chavrusa. V'hainu dam Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. This is Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says. Ma'ay d'chsev. What does the pasuk say? V'cherev el habadim. We know all, right? A sword should be upon those who are alone, and they'll become fools. Cherev al sonayin shal tamidei chachamim. It's a sword upon the enemies of tamidei chachamim. Right? It's a euphemism. It means that tamidei chachamim themselves, but here it's a negative. Why is it negative? She'oskim bad b'vabra Torah, that they study Torah without, on their own, without partners. V'lo'ot eloshim etapshin. And they become foolish when you learn alone, because you don't realize when you're making a mistake. You need somebody to counterbalance you and to point out that maybe your line of thinking is a little bit off. Shenam arvino alu. That's what it says at the end of the pasuk, that they will become foolish. V'lo'od elo shechotin. They're also considered to be sinners. Why? K'siv hacha v'no alu. Here it says in this pasuk, v'no alu. U'k'siv hasa masher no'an l'vasher chatanu. And it also says when it comes to after Klal Yisrael sin, that which we have acted foolishly, no alnu, and we have sinned. So you see, no alnu is used in the context of Averos. So you see that means they're sinning as well. V'boy say mamehacha, others say you can learn it from here, meaning that the word no alnu and chait are connected, because it says no alei sarei tzoan, the officers of tzoan became fools. Hisu es Mitzrayim. They led Mitzrayim towards sin. So again, being led astray, being led to sin, is now being connected with Noalnu. So you see that Noalnu was foolish, not just in the foolish context, but foolish in the context of doing Averos. Amrav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Lama Nimshul Dibei Torah Ke'etz. Why are the words of Torah compared to a tree? Shenemar Eitz Chayim Hi L'machazikim Ba. That the Torah is a tree of life to those that cling to it. Lomar al chad teaching ma'etz katan madligas hagadol, just as a small piece of wood can even ignite a bigger one. After midah chacham nuktan mechadin es hagadolim, doesn't matter how great one is. Even a younger Torah scholar can sharpen the older one again, because asking questions is a way to benefit the person who's being questioned as well. V'hainu dam Rabbi Chanina, this is what Rabbi Chanina said. Harbei lemadate merabosai, I've learned a lot from my rebbein. Umechaveri yosem merabosai, from my colleagues I've learned even more than from my rebbein. Umitimaydai yosem ikula, but the most from the students, because again the students question, and it's from the questions that one has to clarify what he is saying in order to be able to make sure that he is learning properly. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Ask the following contradiction. See if it says in one pasuk, "Likras tzamei heisoyu mayim." he should bring water to the thirsty, which sounds like a teacher should go to the student in order to teach him Torah. And it also says in a different pasuk, everybody who is thirsty should go to the water, which sounds like the student should find the Rebbe. What does that mean? Im Talmud Hagenu, a proper student, likras tamei soyimayim, then the teacher, in order to have a proper student, the teacher should even seek out the student. V'lo, but if the student is not quite proper yet, then hoikot tamei luchlamayim, then the student must go to the student has to be able to go to the teacher. Similarly, your wellsprings should spread outwards. Right? You have to teach the Torah to other people. That you should be alone, which sounds like you can keep the Torah for yourself. So which one is it? Are you supposed to try to spread the Torah out? Or can you just keep the Torah for yourself? If the student is proper, teach him. Vimla, but if he's not the proper student, again, doesn't have the proper midos, you should keep it for yourself, you should not teach him. Rabbi Chanina bar Idi said, why are the words of Torah compared to water? As we see, that it says that the one who's thirsty should go to the water. To teach you, just as water, again, because of gravity, if it's in a higher place, it flows to a lower place. So to divrei Torah, go towards those that are lower, meaning those that are humble. Why are the words of Torah compared to the following three liquids, water, wine, and milk? One pasuk says, "Hoikot sami l'chulamayim." Anybody who's thirsty should go to water. Should go to the water. Right, you should go out and buy and eat. Go buy wine and milk without money and without a cost. So again, and the end of the pasuk in Yeshaya over there is a reference to Torah. That Torah can be acquired without giving anything monetary to acquire it. You have to make sure you just go out and get it and grab onto it. What's all this teaching? Just like these three liquids, are preserved in the most inferior types of kelim. What are the most inferior types of vessels? Vessels is earthenware. After so too, the words of Torah can only be sustained and prevented from spoiling in somebody who has proper character and somebody who is humble. Kadamali Barte, the case of Yeshua ben Chananya, as the daughter of the Caesar said to Yeshua ben Chananya, Yichach mefora b'kli mechuar. How beautiful is the Torah in such an ugly vessel. Apparently Yeshua ben Chananya was not very good looking, and she wasn't afraid to tell him that. Amar la, Avich rami chamra b'magi d'pacha, did your father put his wine into the klicheres, into the lowly vessels? They're ugly. Amrlei el b'mayneri. What else should we put it in? Right, that's the vessel that you're supposed to put in. That's how the wine stays. Amrlei asun dechashiv su rumu b'mani dacha b'kaspa. You're somebody who's very fancy, so you should put it in gold and silver. It should be in a proper vessel. Ozav amrlei lavua. She went and she told the suggestion to her father. Rami al-Lacham ribonai de kaspa. Rami al-Lacham ribonai dava v'kaspa. He put it in the ones and it became sour. Also for Amrlei, when his servants came and told him that the wine had spoiled, Amrlei the bar say, he asked his daughter, who told you to do this? My Amrlei l'chachachi, who gave this advice? Amrlei Rabbi Shimon Chananya. Kardua, they called him. Amrlei, and he asked him, Amai Amrisi l'chachachi, why do you tell this? Amrlei, ki echa do Amrlei, Amrlei. So I spoke to her the same way that she spoke to me, right? She found it surprising that the Torah could be in such an ugly person. So I showed her that just as the wine can be in an ugly vessel, so too the Torah can be, doesn't matter how I look. So the daughter of the Caesar says, Va'ikesha piru de gamiri, but there are beautiful people who learn also. It does not, again, by the wine, the beautiful kli was an impediment. It ruined the wine. But Torah can be also by somebody who is beautiful. So he responded. on top of Zayin and Beis, Ihavu Sanu Tvei Havu Gemirin. Those people who were beautiful looking, if they would not be less beautiful, they would have been able to learn even more. Because it's harder for somebody who is good looking to be able to be humble. And the Torah ultimately is miskayim in somebody who is humble.